Okay, this meeting will now come to order. Madam Clerk, can we have our call, please?
Orange Grove City Council, June 27th, 6:30 PM. Mayor Victor Lopez.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Diana Guerra Silva, absent. Councilmembers Gilbert Garcia, absent. Minerva Pineda.
Present.
Josie Cervantes.
Here.
Staff City Attorney Dan McCloskey.
Present.
And Police Chief Marty Rivera.
Present.
Thank you very much. And let the record show that the Vice Mayor is on vacation in Mexico City. So let the record show that the reason she's not here. We're going to ask everybody to please stand for the invocation. I'm going to ask Minister Ferrer, a member of the Chamber of Commerce in Orange Grove and a member of the Kings County Unified School District, to lead us in prayer.
Shall bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity for the city to gather here with its citizens and the City Council. Lord, we ask you to give us the opportunity, the knowledge, and the decisions to make everything the way it should be, the way you want. Lord, we ask you to be with everyone that's hurting or sick today, about the families. We ask all this in your name. We love you. We praise you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Now, leading the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask for a motion it's going to be confirmation of the agenda before we have the confirmation of the agenda. I wanted to add two items that came up at the last minute that I think that are important to action to be taken. And one of them is the Community Assistance and Resource Empowerment Program or nonprofit. So we're going to add that. That'll be A. And then we're going to go to B, Self-Help Enterprise. Since our manager is no longer with us, Marty Rivera, our chief of police, is the acting manager of the City of Orange Grove, and they notified us that we need to have him authorized to sign the documents because we have several houses that are ready to be signed off on. So I'll ask the council that I need a motion for both of those items so we can place them on the agenda.
That's fine, Mayor, and for the record, we just found out about that today. Yes. So that's
yes, we just found out about it, and they came up to my attention.
To your attention today.
Yes, and those will be added to the agenda under city under administration. We'll have A, the care program, and B, self-help enterprise be placed on the agenda. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Councilmember Pineda, and Councilmember Cervantes.
Thank you very much. Now we need the confirmation of the agenda. Is there any changes you wish to make? All right, thank you very much. All right, we'll go to C, presentations. Okay, Mayor Lopez, to introduce the new finance director, Mr. Randall Yanata. He notified us that he had an emergency. I wanted him to come tonight so we could introduce him to the public. We've hired him already. He's a new finance director. He's a man with experience, a lot of knowledge and experience. I'm real happy that the chief was on the committee, myself and the manager were part of the committee to interview, and we came up with the new finance director, Randall Yamada. So we'll go ahead and table that matter, and we'll go to D, consent calendar. Council, do you want to wish to vote on the consent calendar as presented, or do you want to discuss any of the items separately?
I'll go ahead and make a motion to give consent as presented to the consent calendar.
All right,
second.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Councilmember Pineda, and Councilmember Cervantes.
Thank you very much. Now we'll go to administration. We'll go to see Subject, consideration and discussion regarding the new water and sewer rates. Mr. Horn.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. Now that the water meters are fully installed and the automatic reading system is operating, we are proposing that the water rates that were adopted in 2014 after a Proposition 218 hearing, mailing, and ballots, that those rates will become effective July 1st with the bills that will go out August 1st. So it would be starting July 1st, but the customers would not see any new bills until August 1st. So these were previously approved, and they are they were previously approved following the requirements that had to be implemented, and there's a four-step process. So there'll be annual rate increases for four successive years. The rates are unchanged from the previous rate study that was done and the previous adoption. So with that, we have a resolution that we're recommending you approve, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, Mr. Horn, we discussed it with the interim manager, the issue of the concerns that I had as a mayor of the city. The reason we delayed it for 3 months was a period to study the situation and to get in perspective as to how the community, how they're doing with the 10,000 gallons of water per month. We wanted to know half of them are over it, or three quarters are over it, or nobody's over it, to get a perspective, because I would hate to take action on this and find out that everybody's way out of line. And even though we have advised the community, every month we submit English and Spanish a notation about the rates that are going to go up, and that's required because we did get some grant monies, and then the city has to pay, put their share. So I would like to know, do we have a because we, this is why we waited for 3 months to do a study to get a perspective of the usage within our community.
Okay. I don't know those numbers. And we can certainly get those for you. So if you'd like to have that, then I suggest we just table this for the next meeting.
Okay, that'd be great. And I'd like to have Mr. Garcia here and the vice mayor here when we do this, so that they get an idea as to what we've done. And if you can give us an update, I know that the computer system that we have now can give us an out, you know, exactly what we're doing here in Orange Cove, and because before we go ahead and take action on these rates.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and table this matter until next week council meeting. Okay, now we're going to go into this program. It's called CARE, Community Assistance and Resource Empowerment. And we have with us Sandy Hermosillo and Hope Hernandez. I met with them the other day, and they enlightened me as to what they do for their communities, and they would love to come to Orange Cove and do their services here in the community. So I'm going to ask them to please give the council a perspective of their program. Can come forward, please.
Thank you very much, Mayor, for giving us the opportunity. City Council, thank you. We're here to present our organization, CARE, Community Assistance and Resource Empowerment. Our mission and vision of our program. Can I be heard?
Yeah.
I can hear.
Yeah, we can hear.
Okay, good.
Can you guys hear in the back?
Yes.
All right. We're okay. We're okay.
I feel like I'm.
You're okay. You're okay.
Our mission and focus for CARE is to focus in inspiring and enriching a healthier community. Our approach is a holistic approach. We would like to mimic and follow a program that's being used in Fresno by another organization, and they're using the holistic approach, and this is what we would like to bring to Orange Cove. The holistic approach is providing services in creating positive relationships in home, school, and the environment, the community. In the areas of the youth, we would like to bring in activities that will build self-esteem. We would like to bring education to the youth in a means of educating the youth in drug prevention, anti-gang involvement, and offer them other positive activities, be it flag football. We know that there's already recreational activities for them, but there's always more that's needed to reach more of the youth. Also, working with after-school programs, we'd like to form after-school programs to be able to offer tutoring to enhance what they're learning in school. As many of us know that in the homes, in the Hispanic Mexican community, the parents are working, and some of these kids fall between the cracks because the parents get home right now because it's too hot. Right now they're in summer vacation, but parents are working, they get home, they're tired, they have to cook dinner, the mom. So who is pushing the child to make sure he or she is doing their homework? Sometimes they're not. I saw the presentation that was offered yesterday to the students, and that is so encouraging. The only discouraging part is that there was only three, and we would like to see more students. And what's really neat about that is that if students see that there's students that are recognized, there's others behind them that could be inspired and want to be recognized in the future. And this is what we would like. We would like to encourage the students to reach for higher goals, and to give the students attention that they may not be giving be given at home. In working with speaking with Stephanie from one of the churches here in the community, she works with the Boys and Girls Club, and just the attention that's given to a boy or girl is volumental, because sometimes they fall between the cracks. There's too many children in the home. So by bringing an organization like CARE and working with these students, if we could reach one, if we could reach five, if we could reach more, that would be great. And we are a nonprofit organization, so we're not asking to be supported. We're hoping to be supported by the community, by fundraisers and donations. We would just like for Orange Cove to embrace our organization and open doors for these students and families and the community. Also, we would like to bring in to the community counseling, mentoring for the family or for the individual. Career counseling, that's my passion, in helping students, parents, how to reach their educational goals, sit down and mentor them and guide them on how they could reach those goals. We'd like, again, bring in educational presentations to the seniors, the women, and the youth in the community. Again, by summarizing, we would like to just commit to inspire the community of Orange Cove in developing and creating support for the families, building up their self-esteem, and allow them to learn and problem solve through the provided resources. We, again, by ending, we would like to just bring
empowerment resources so the families could help themselves, guide them to be able to offer them phone numbers, resources in whatever areas that they may be having in the homes. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Any questions?
Okay, Council, do you wish to ask any questions? I want to ask the first question. Where will you would be working out of? Orange Cove or Fresno? Or?
Right now, our office is in Sanger.
Sanger.
But in meeting with you yesterday, Mayor, and
yes,
you were so kind in offering the community center to open up and have the activities there. We would like also our first activity, we would like it for it to be a summer activity. Just have a day at the park, bring in ice cream, popcorn, bounce house, some wet type of games, slide, those slides with water. Again, just to bring the kids out to have fun. And that would be one of our first activities that we would like to plan. And other activities for the future. And again, you offered, Mayor, the opportunity to use the community center. And we appreciate you doing that. So eventually we would like to be housed here in Orange Cove, and we would be looking for a home, an office. So we look for cooperation of the city and maybe making some recommendations. We did talk to a church here in town as well, and we also made that proposal too, if maybe they could offer an office a couple of times a week just to start off so we could have access to the community.
Okay, great. Yes, because I wanted to know this way, if we're going to be doing it at the community center, then this council would have to approve that. And I just thought that I looked at your brochure, food distribution, summer activities, health and wellness, tutoring, self-empowerment, career counseling, activities, Zumba, live music, arts and crafts. It seems like a lot of activities. Now we have La Cooperativa de Salud. Yeah, but they work out of the school, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they work out of the school.
They work with the school.
They work with the school district.
I have a question. How many days do you think you would be here? Are you looking for a full week or?
Initially, we're looking to have access to the community a couple of times a week as we are building resources for them as they're needing to come in to have face-to-face contact with us. So initially, probably a couple of times a week, maybe in the morning, if we could be housed somewhere so we could be accessible to the community.
And how soon are you looking?
As soon as possible. But it could be a week, 2 weeks, as we work to iron out those areas of work in progress that we have right now.
Okay, now do you have something for each age group or?
That's still right now we're working specifically with the younger age group, 8 through 10, 11. But eventually we're working on providing resources for the older, and even we'd like to provide activities. I know that the senior center has a program for seniors, but we would like to expand it a little bit more. I have a passion in that area. I just lost my mom, I think I told you that. And so I'm talking to June and I didn't get the name of that lady that was helping us yesterday, that she's also caring for her parents. And I think we're at an age, a lot of us, that we have our parents that we're caring for. And what I have found since my mom's passing, I have my 83-year-old father that's very lonely. He does go to the senior center in Sanger, but that's not enough. They do bingo, and he doesn't want to play bingo. He wants to interact. He wants to have conversation. And so we're wanting to expand what the senior center does, have a list of seniors with their phone numbers. We could have volunteers to reach out to them, go visit them in the home. have a place where they could come in and do other activities than just play bingo. So that's another area that we want to work with in developing for the seniors. There's a lot of seniors out there that are lonely sitting at home and they feel like they have nothing to offer to the world. And my dad's 83 years old and he has something to offer and he wants to bring out other seniors just like him. So that's another area that I have a passion in. So I don't know if that answered your question.
Is there a charge or is it free?
No, there will not be a charge. We're going to aggressively be fundraising, so there won't be a charge for the participants.
Okay, because I know we have a lot of children in our community, and their ages vary, so that's why that question was asked, because when you say you want to have an event and bring, okay, so for that event, is everybody going to be welcome? All the children going to be welcome? Because we can't say specifically, okay, it's just going to be from play.
Right. I think as we plan, let's say the summer activity, as we plan that summer activity, we're expecting also to bring in volunteers so we could have, depending on, once I meet with someone in the community to give us an idea how many students will be participating, that would put us into action to bring in volunteers so they could, there could be enough volunteers for the amount of kids and the different ages that we would be working and have age-appropriate activities as well.
And how do you go about getting your tutors?
Well, we have different contacts in the community that we could, the high schools, the colleges, and a lot of programs have students are taking classes. Right now we're in summer vacation, but I worked at Reedley College for many years, and one of the things, and I also worked at Reedley High School, and one of the areas that students could start working on as they're going to apply for college is to do volunteer work in the community. And so this is an area that I will be out in the community searching for high school students and encourage them, if they haven't yet, to get involved. And this would be an awesome program for them to get involved with. And they would be getting a letter from CARE as the community involvement that they're involved in.
We have 400 parents in child care, which we run the child care center. I'm the executive director. I think it'd be very important if you folks could come to one of the parent meetings and give presentations of your programs and services so that everybody is well informed. And then how do we connect you to the Centro de Salud, the Cooperativa de Salud, how they could partner. And I know that they work out of the school, so we seldom see them. I've been to all their meetings that they have, community meetings, where they go. I think this would be an asset to partner and provide more services to the community at no cost. You can't beat it. We have a beautiful center. It's really, the rooms are empty. That'd be ideal.
Thank you very much. And we are bilingual, so podemos ir to give this presentation to the parents. If they only speak Spanish, we could address them in Spanish in English as well, as you can see. So thank you very much. Is there any more?
Any other question? We have this is our member from the Kings County Fresco District, Daniel Ferrer. Daniel?
I just met her a little while ago.
Okay.
What have you done in the past and how has it turned out? How long have you been doing this?
This organization began a couple of years ago, and as we were working to get it off the ground, my mom became ill and I was her primary medical oversee of the medical, so I had to put the brakes on. But we have in our staff, we have a lot of different past experiences, that putting all of our past experiences, the only thing that CARE can do is just succeed. We have a passion
We have experience in different areas. My staff has worked in the past with other nonprofits and specifically in these areas. So that's why we know that in putting our efforts in the different areas and working with the children and working with the women, one of the areas that I didn't point out is also with working with women, some of these single women that are raising their kids. There's this program in Fresno. It's called Cafe and Fun. It's once a week. It's women in the community are invited to come and have coffee and break bread together and have conversation. And sometimes you find that some women are walking some really difficult lives, and other women encourage them. They've either been there before, or they come in and lift them up and encourage them. And this is an area. So we have a lot of experience in being involved with other programs, but this program is a new program, and we're just going to duplicate the success that we've worked with in the past.
Have you worked with kids though in other places?
I've worked with kids. I've worked in the Kings Canyon Unified School District. I've worked at Washington School. I've worked at Jefferson School. My kids went to Great Western School in Reedley and High School and Nablensia. And I have my master's in counseling. So I
what kind of a turnout did you get at those schools what you were doing?
Well, in the schools when I was working with them, I was actually working as either a teacher or a counselor. In this type of a program, we've been involved with other nonprofits, but this is the first one that will be one that we've actually organized. So what we're going to do is we're going to duplicate our experience. Our staff has worked with other organizations, and we're going to duplicate the success that other nonprofits have had with ours.
Yeah, Manuel is a member of the Kings Canyon Unified School District Board of Directors representing Orange Cove. Yes, ma'am?
We're a nonprofit organization. We're from Friends of Orange Cove Island Children. We deal with a lot of the high schools in the area and our own high school. Stephanie Shoppes actually works with us. The Boys and Girls Club.
We went to go speak to her. Yes.
Yeah. She works at our shelter. She brings in her children, and we do pet care. And for the kids that are having difficulty with reading, we provide a puppy they can read to, because it's challenging. When a struggling reader reads to someone, they feel like they're being belittled. But when they read to a dog, it makes magic. But you know, I welcome you to come and collaborate with us.
We're a great group.
We have 30 kids under our belt. Some of the kids are here to present tonight. And they're not from our community. They come from Reedley, they come from Rosie, they come from Cutler. We don't discriminate. And we'd be more than, you know, it would be our pleasure to come in and volunteer with you.
Wonderful.
If you bring your business to us, we will bring our business to you.
Thank you so much. Thank
my name is Bertha Bidlowski.
And I'm Sandy. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I would just say, love your presentation.
Anybody else in the audience wishes to address this issue? Is Hope going to say anything? Ms. Hernandez?
She's got, when you ask what kind of experience, she's got a wealth of experience. I'll give her the floor. Thank you so much. I'll give her the floor.
Thank you.
Good evening, Councilman and Mayor. Thank you for the privilege of being able to come before you this evening. As Sandy was saying, we have a heart for Orange Cove. We being from part here, we understand the agriculture, Hispanic resources is very limited. And even though we know that Cultura is here, and the mayor was letting us know, they were more addressing the health for you, the walking and the education of the meals. But you know, in a human being, as a whole holistic approach that we want to go body, soul, and mind, because the physical is sometimes oppressed because of the inner, you know, the mind, you know, of daily stresses or daily worries or, you know, so we are also collaborating. We're to answer your question, we're just really growing. We want to grow with the community here. We have a heart for Orange Cove. we see the need. I have my churches here, we worship here, and so I meet a lot of the community members of Orange Cove and their needs, you know, and so we want to be able to be an instrument and to collaborate not only with the mayor, and we're welcoming with this program, but to also enhance the self-esteem, low self-esteem, whether it be from the parent to the child, from the neglection, whether it's jobs or whatever the situation may be, that the parents sometimes going through things. We want to be an instrument or a facility of a safe place, not only for the child, but for the parent, you know, that they know that there's resources out there that, that they can reach out to, that not all is just on them, you know, that we can enhance their intelligence. You know, we were even thinking of later on, as like Sandy was saying, we want to eventually come and be part of the community as far as establishing ourselves here, because you know, sometimes someone doesn't have a ride to where we're at, so we see also that need. So, but we want to be, and sometimes those are the people that are most in need, you know, so we want to be able to reach out. And the reason for the event, in my sense, is to get a sense of trust in the community, especially with the children, and the community. Thank you, Mayor, for inviting us to that family meetings. We'd be more than welcome to do that. Just to get confianza with the family, you know, build relationships with them, let them know that we're safe, or you know, around their kids. I've worked a lot with Stephanie, not only in what it is the city, but also in the spiritual. So we just look forward. We're glad for the doors that the mayor has opened for us, and we look forward to working with everyone here. If there's anything that we can be of assistance, or you know of something in the community that needs to be addressed, and we have the resources, and with other collaborations of organizations that can come and mentor, not only in counseling, but also in other areas of education. Maybe later on GEDs for parents that for whatever reason they had to drop out of school. Our vision is big, and as a big vision, we just right now we're just hitting the third of it, and so we are you know, grateful that you're opening the doors here, and we just hope to work together and just build this community up to the potential that I know it could be.
Great, thank you. Council, you know, it's very important that we, as a city council and the city of Orange Cove, that we reach out to all the new entities that want to contribute to our community, because there's never enough. You know, I live here, I'm involved in everything, and it's quite an honor to see people willing to come to Orange Cove and work with us. When I was talking to them, I remembered that meeting with Brenda Quintana, who is one of the head persons of a big major corporation, nonprofit, that gives money. They gave us $15,000, $10,000 for Christmas, $5,000 for the art contest that we had. We presented a check of $1,000, one $600, and one of $400 to the three winners, that the mural will go at the end of town. And the theme is empowerment, health. That's the theme. And we're going to have, coming into town, you're going to see the big old mural. It's beautiful. And the kids, they spoke, you were their chief. The kids spoke about, you know, one of them said that he's happy because his children are going to be seeing this mural. And I said, your children, you know, said, no, it's when I get married. I said, oh, all right, great. But this is a vision that the young man had. He wants his children to see what he did. Because he won $1,000. And that's not bad for them. And Manny is working with us with the Kings Canyon in Fusco District. The artists, the art class, will do the murals. And we have three murals that we're going to do. We have the first one, the number one, will be placed on Anchor and Park Boulevard. And we had a ceremony, which our chief was there, my staff was there, and we were just real happy to see the youth so excited about making a contribution to the city of Orange Cove. And I, as a mayor, I'm always, Councilwoman was there with us, and June was there, City Council was there. You know, we take pride because we had not gone forward with that idea and meeting these people from that corporation that is They offered me $5,000 to each of the, I am the chairman of the Latino elected officials, and Brenda Quintana offered us, each of us, $5,000. If this group was, works with us, I would like to have the city council present them a check of $5,000 to have seed money so they can come into Orange Cove and do some of the work that they want to do. I will have the choice to decide the mayors. We have a meeting every month, the Latino elected officials, and each mayor will get $5,000 of seed money. But if we have any special projects, we can go to Brenda and to this corporation, and they will be more than happy to help us to accomplish our mission to serve the community. So, council, we need a motion to go ahead if you wish to have them come into Orange Cove. They can meet with our city manager and our staff with June and work out their schedules and things as to when and why and when. Because we have a system here that we inform our community every day of the activities that we have. A while ago, I was in a ceremony, 15 Little League teams with all uniforms, all new shoes, all excited. They were so excited, and they wanted me to give them a little speech. And I told them, you're champions already, all of you. They're so beautiful, each with their own uniforms and caps and everything. It's amazing what we can do with one individual putting that thing together. One individual, Gabe Jimenez, and my staff, and they put that together. But I'm real proud what we're doing for this. And we have beautiful fields. In fact, I thought that maybe we needed to cut the, they have the area where they play the football, baseball, and then you have green areas. And I asked her, would you want us to come and cut the lawn tomorrow? No, we want it that way. I asked her because I don't know. I just said, you think we had to cut the lawn? Well, a friend of mine was with me and asked me, Mayor, I think you need to cut the lawn. I said, well, I'll ask. And I asked him, I got an answer that, well, all right, they want it that way. So that's the way it's going to stay. But I take a lot of pride. I take a lot of pride in getting our youth. I was talking to the parents, and they tell me, hey, it starts with us. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the fathers that are out there and the mothers that are out there. But, and there's so much pride, you can see it. I just wish that the media would cover stuff like this, not all the negative stuff that's in this world. And that's all we see, negative. There's a lot of good things that are happening in this world. This council supports all of our activities, 100%. We support them because we want them to enjoy their community, enjoy their lives in this community. So, council, if you wish to make a motion that we go ahead and approve an agreement with them to use our facilities and provide services to the citizens of Orange Cove.
Go ahead and make a motion to approve the care program to come in as presented.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Is there any further discussion? Chief, any questions?
I'm just going to put this card and you can give me a call.
Okay, anybody in the audience wish to address this issue? Anybody? Okay, none? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Council Members Pineda and Cervantes.
Thank you very much. Now we'll go to the other item that we placed on the agenda, self-up enterprise. There's an agreement that we, the manager of the City of Orange Cove, has to sign. And since Sam Escobar is no longer with us, this council needs to take action to authorize the Chief of Police to sign this agreement on behalf of the City of Orange Cove for self-help enterprise. We have some houses that are going to be built in Orange Cove, and we need to have the chief authorize, our manager authorize to sign the agreement. Do we have a motion?
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve as presented.
I second.
We have a motion, second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Council Members Pineda and Cervantes.
Okay. We're going to ask number seven, update report on the new soccer fields. Mr. Horn.
Thank you, Mayor. Very quickly, the new soccer field grass has been planted. It started to germinate, so it looks a little bit green. The contractor is responsible for maintaining the facility, the grounds for 90 days following the planting. And so then after that, we should be able to use it. So about middle of October, it should be done. Looks pretty nice, and we're anxious to get going.
Great.
Get finished.
Any questions, Mr. Horn?
No.
You know, I'd like to say that the youth of Orange Cove and the parents are so excited about soccer. They brought it to my attention. We went out and we got a grant, and we're going to have two soccer fields, lights, picnic areas. We have restrooms. How many?
Wait. Right. There's only one soccer field.
Okay.
That's being built now.
Can we two?
Well, we have plans for,
okay,
for the two.
All right.
But we did not get that second grant. We got
okay.
the first grant
for the first
soccer
field. Okay.
And then we applied for CDBG money for the second field and the lights, and we were not successful. So
okay.
What's being built right now is one soccer field, and we'll have goals. But
okay, well, the plans were to have two soccer fields and one
yeah.
baseball diamond with lights, and but we're going to do it. We started already, and we're going to do it. And pretty soon we'll have the first soccer field to be ready. We have a lot of kids in this community that love, and the parents, they love it. It's good to see them out there enjoying their lives with their children. Okay, thank you, Mr. Horn.
Thank you.
This is information only. Okay, now we go to Mayor and City Council. Subject consideration, discussion regarding the interim city manager. Council, as you know, that Sam Escobar has gone to greener pastures, a bigger community, and we wished him all the luck in the world. I told him that the city would be willing to work with him and some of our ideas and some of our connections to work with the mayor, because I know the mayor of Parier very well, and she's a good friend, and I always like to share my information with other leaders here in the valley. So we'd like to go ahead and appoint Chief Marty Rivera, our police chief, as the interim city manager. We need to do that so he can sign all legal documents and all transactions of the city of Orange Cove.
Go ahead and appoint Chief Marty Rivera as the interim city manager.
And I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Council Members Pineda and Cervantes.
Okay. Well, I guess we took care of both of them in one shot. Did 8 and 9? All right. Okay, building official subject update report on a new shopping center. Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council Members. I'm here tonight to give you an update on the Capitol Rivers project on the corner of Anchor and Park, and where we are and what progress we've made. Easements for the property, and that's for our sewer and water, have been recorded by the Fresno County Recorder. I spoke with the developer today, and he's anticipating that the escrow is going to close by the end of the week, and a settlement statement by the end of the week, and at the signing and during at that time, then the property purchase of $80,000 will be wired to the city through Fidelity Title. So we're getting real close. We're just waiting on the escrow company to get their paperwork done. We can get the signatures. The city will get the $80,000 for the purchase price, and we'll be on our way. And in talking with the developer, he's after all of that is taken care of. He's anticipating possibly by the third week in July that they can have a groundbreaking ceremony. And at that point, they can go in and start grading the lots to get ready for the building pads. AutoZone building plans have been submitted, and they are approved. So AutoZone, they're ready to go right now. Dollar Tree has submitted their building plans. Their building permit will be approved, subject to some corrections to the building plans. We want to make sure that the building plans are meeting all of the building codes. So there's some corrections to be made there. So once those are done, then Dollar Tree will be ready to go. before any of the permits can be issued, there are certain fees, well, basically almost all the fees need to be paid before the permit can be issued. So that would include the building permit fees, the impact fees, also there's school fees that need to be paid. They pay those directly to the Kings Canyon Unified School District. And also there's an impact fee with Fresno County. It's a transportation impact fee. So before I can issue the permits, I will need to get receipts from those jurisdictions saying that they've paid those fees. As far as our fees go, it looks like that the estimated fees that we'll get for the building permit and the building plan check revenues will total about $22,540. The city impact fees for AutoZone and the Dollar Tree amount to about $44,140. And we've also received all the planning fees for the site plan review and a negative declaration we did for the environmental review, and the AutoZone requires a conditional use permit. So those have all been passed and approved, and those fees totaled about $4,000. In the back part of this, I just wanted to go over this just a little bit. This is an example of all of the fees that are required for major developments like this, and the building department likes to prepare this fee chart so we can help keep track of all of the fees that are due. And then also in front of you there is the landscaping plans for the entire project, and I wanted to submit that to you so you could take a look at it. That's what we're going to see when everything is all done.
So question, right. Yes. What about McDonald's?
I spoke to the developer today. McDonald's has signed with the developer an intent to bring in the McDonald's. But there is, to be honest, there is no guarantee that McDonald's is going to honor their intent to come in. So if we're just going to have to wait and see, the developer said, well, there's a 50-50 chance that they may come in. They have not signed a lease agreement with the developer yet. But he did say that and they are still pursuing other type restaurants in case McDonald's does not come through in the end.
Is there any